What if you could know you were at risk for heart disease with a 5-minute eye scan? Or if a sensor the size of a postage stamp could monitor your food supply chain for pathogens in real time? This isn't science fiction, it's happening now. And this week, we're breaking down what the explosion in biosensor technology means for your business. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, the weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping U.S. and European industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a profound shift driven by a single category of technology, advanced biosensors.
We're seeing a flood of approvals and partnerships that are moving medical monitoring out of the hospital and into our daily lives. At the same time, this tech is leaving the lab and entering the factory floor and the water supply.
Exactly. We'll be analyzing the commercial tidal wave in glucose monitoring, the new frontier of non-invasive diagnostics for everything from heart disease to chronic pain, and finally, how sensor platforms are becoming critical infrastructure for industrial safety and environmental compliance.
For executives, this isn't just about new gadgets. It's about new markets, new supply chain risks, and new competitive threats. Let's get started. Troy, let's start with a market that seems to be completely reinventing itself: diabetes management, specifically continuous glucose monitors, or CGMs. We saw a flurry of news this week.
A defining flurry. First, on August 12th, Dexcom received FDA approval for its Stelo biosensor. This is the first ever over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor for adults not using insulin.
So this moves a prescription medical device directly onto pharmacy shelves for the general public. Why is that such a big deal globally?
It massively expands the market beyond diabetes management into the general wellness and metabolic health sector. It targets millions of pre-diabetic or health-conscious consumers who want to see how diet and exercise impact their blood sugar in real time. This is the consumerization of clinical-grade technology.
And how does this specifically affect U.S. and European device manufacturers?
For traditional makers of blood glucose meters, the finger prick test strips, this is an existential threat. Their business model is obsolete. For component manufacturers of flexible electronics, specialty adhesives, and miniature batteries, it's a massive opportunity. The scale of production is shifting from millions of clinical units to potentially hundreds of millions of consumer units.
What should trading companies and distributors be watching?
Your entire channel strategy needs to be reevaluated. You're no longer just selling to medical suppliers and hospitals. You're now dealing with major retail pharmacies, e-commerce platforms, and wellness subscription services. Market timing is critical. Dexcom's Stelo is first, but Abbott's Lingo consumer biosensor is also accelerating its European rollout after getting a CE mark, showing this is a global race.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening right now?
You need to decide if your company has a future in the high-volume, low-margin consumer wellness space or the high-spec, integrated clinical space. Look at the Abbott and Medtronic partnership announced on August 11th. They are integrating Abbott's FreeStyle Libre sensor directly into Medtronic's insulin pumps. That's the other side of this coin: deep clinical integration, creating a closed-loop system. You either go broad for consumers or deep for complex medical care.
It's fascinating that while some companies are making sensors easier to access, others are making them last longer. We saw a major approval for Sensonics.
Yes, on August 6th, Sensonics received FDA approval for its Eversense 365. This is the world's first commercially available year-long implantable CGM, a single sensor placed under the skin that works for a full 365 days.
A full year. That completely changes the user experience.
It eliminates the single biggest pain point for CGM users, the need to change sensors every 10 to 15 days. Globally, this sets a new benchmark for convenience and adherence in chronic disease management. It transforms the device from a disposable into a durable medical implant.
What does that mean for U.S. and European manufacturers in this space?
It forces a total rethink of product design and supply chains. Your business model shifts from selling a high volume of disposable sensors to a model based on a minor surgical procedure and a long-term service relationship. This favors companies with strong clinical relationships and the infrastructure to support implant and removal procedures. It's a direct challenge to the disposable patch model of Abbott and Dexcom.
And for distributors, this isn't something you can just ship in a box.
Precisely. Distribution now involves partnerships with trained clinical networks,
it's less about logistics and more about clinical services and patient support. Furthermore, with expanded Medicare coverage in 2026 for non-insulin users, the reimbursement landscape is changing. Distributors must become experts in navigating these complex payment pathways.
The actionable takeaway here?
Executives in the medtech space should immediately analyze the total cost of ownership and patient lifetime value for these long-duration implantables versus disposable sensors. This isn't just a product choice. It's a fundamental business model choice that impacts everything from R&D to sales and support.
Let's move beyond glucose. The same biosensor principles are now being applied to some of the world's biggest health problems. Tell us about the FDA approval for cardiovascular disease detection.
On August 13th, the FDA approved a non-invasive biomarker imaging technology that can detect early-stage cardiovascular disease through a simple 5-minute retinal scan.
An eye scan for heart disease? How does that work?
The technology uses an optical biosensor to scan the microvasculature in the retina. It can identify subtle vascular inflammation and plaque formation, the very earliest signs of atherosclerosis, long before symptoms appear. The clinical data, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, showed an exceptional 98.4% sensitivity.
Why does this matter on a global scale?
It has the potential to replace more invasive and costly diagnostic procedures. It moves cardiovascular screening into routine health checkups at a primary care or even an optometrist's office, making early detection vastly more accessible and efficient. This could fundamentally change public health outcomes for the world's number one killer.
What's the impact for U.S. and European manufacturers of medical equipment?
This is a direct threat to companies that manufacture and sell equipment for traditional cardiac diagnostics, like certain types of stress tests or even some catheterization lab components. The opportunity is for manufacturers of optical components, high-resolution imaging sensors, and the AI software platforms that analyze these scans. We're seeing a similar trend with Vexev, the Australian firm that just raised $6 million to commercialize its AI-driven robotic vascular ultrasound platform, VexWave. Value is shifting from the procedure to the data analysis.
And for trading companies and distributors?
This creates entirely new sales channels. You're not just selling to cardiologists anymore. You're selling to large primary care networks, corporate wellness programs, and optometry chains. This requires a different sales approach focused on workflow integration and population health benefits, not just clinical specs.
So the actionable insight for executives?
Re-evaluate your R&D portfolio. The future of diagnostics is non-invasive, AI-powered, and focused on early detection. If your business relies on late-stage, high-cost diagnostic procedures, you need to be investing in or acquiring technologies that push your capabilities into earlier, more accessible screening.
From objective diseases like heart conditions to something notoriously subjective, chronic pain, there was a major announcement from a company called Adaptix Biosciences.
Yes, on August 12th, Adaptix, a Stanford spinout, launched a 24-month, $4 million study funded by the U.S. government's ARPA-H program. Their goal is to identify the objective molecular signatures of chronic pain.
Objective signatures for pain? That sounds revolutionary. How are they doing it?
They are using a proprietary multi-analyte wearable biosensor. It's a patch that continuously and simultaneously measures 5 different biomarkers from the skin, such as inflammation markers and stress hormones. The goal is to move beyond a patient's subjective 1 to 10 pain score and find quantifiable, molecular data that correlates to pain.
Why is this so significant globally?
Chronic pain affects hundreds of millions of people and has been a major bottleneck for pharmaceutical development because of the lack of objective endpoints. If Adaptix succeeds, they could create the first FDA-approvable objective clinical endpoint for pain. This would unlock and de-risk drug development for a massive global market.
What are the implications for U.S. and European pharmaceutical and medical device manufacturers?
For pharma, this technology could become the new gold standard for clinical trials, allowing them to prove a drug's efficacy with hard data. For device manufacturers, it opens up a new product category, diagnostic tools for pain management clinics and neurology departments. It's a classic picks and shovels opportunity.
What should distributors know?
This is an emerging market. The initial customers will be contract research organizations, CROs, and pharmaceutical companies running clinical trials. Distributors with strong relationships in the R&D and clinical trial supply chain are perfectly positioned to partner with companies like Adaptix.
And the actionable insight?
Executives in the life sciences sector should be tracking this development closely.
Consider establishing research partnerships to gain early access to this type of objective biomarker platform. Using these tools could dramatically increase the probability of success for your next clinical trial in pain, neurology, or inflammation.
Troy, let's pivot from the human body to industrial applications. How is this sensor revolution affecting manufacturing and environmental monitoring?
The impact is just as profound. We're seeing a wave of highly sensitive rapid detection sensors designed for food safety and water quality. For instance, UT Dallas unveiled its WaveFlex sensor, which uses nanomaterials to detect pathogens like Shigella in food products.
And this is faster and more effective than traditional lab testing?
Significantly. These new sensors, detailed in a review on August 11th, can deliver results in minutes or hours, not days. This allows for real-time monitoring directly on the production line, rather than waiting for samples to be sent to a lab. This is critical for preventing foodborne illness outbreaks.
What does this mean for U.S. and European food and beverage manufacturers?
This technology shifts quality control from a reactive batch testing model to a proactive, continuous monitoring model. Integrating these sensors into a production line can drastically reduce the risk of a costly recall and protect brand reputation. It's a competitive advantage. European manufacturers facing stringent food safety regulations will see this as a critical tool for compliance.
And on the environmental side?
We saw two major developments. First, AquaFluoSense unveiled a portable quantum dot sensor that can detect lead and arsenic in water down to nanomolar limits, well below WHO guidelines. Second, the Spanish firm MLC patented a biosensor that accurately detects pollution from biodegradable organic compounds.
So we can now do on-site, real-time water quality tests that previously required a sophisticated lab. What should Western manufacturers and trading companies know about this?
For manufacturers, especially in chemicals, agriculture, or heavy industry, these self-powered sensors provide a cost-effective way to monitor wastewater effluent and ensure environmental compliance. For trading companies, this creates a new B2B market for environmental monitoring hardware. Sourcing these advanced sensor systems from innovators like AquaFluoSense or MLC offers a high-value product for industrial clients who are under increasing pressure to improve their ESG reporting.
What is the key action item for executives in these sectors?
Your chief operations officer and head of sustainability need to be running pilot programs with these new sensor technologies. They offer a direct path to de-risking your supply chain, ensuring regulatory compliance, and providing the audible, real-time data that investors and consumers are now demanding. This is an operational necessity.
Troy, it's been a dense week. Let's bring it all together. What are the key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
I see three major themes. First, the line between clinical medical device and consumer wellness product has been completely erased. Dexcom's over-the-counter CGM proves this. U.S. and European companies must immediately decide which market they are built to serve, the high-volume consumer channel or the deeply integrated clinical ecosystem.
Second,
the future of diagnostics is non-invasive, data-driven, and predictive. The retinal scanner for heart disease and the wearable sensor for chronic pain are prime examples. The value is shifting from the physical device to the AI-powered insights it generates. Manufacturers must become software and data analytics companies to survive.
And the final takeaway?
Sensor technology is now a critical tool for operational resilience and ESG compliance. Real-time pathogen sensors in food production and pollution sensors for water monitoring are no longer optional. They are fundamental to managing risk, ensuring safety, and maintaining a license to operate in increasingly regulated U.S. and European markets. Executives should be investing in these platforms now to build a competitive advantage.
Powerful insights, Troy. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for translating these complex developments into actionable intelligence.
My pleasure, Susie.
Join us next week for another edition of Troy Technical Intelligence. To make sure you never miss a briefing, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. Stay informed.